center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing. At the center, Lord.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
It's you that I see.
Oh, for there. Praise your name. Hallelujah. We praise your name. See it again. At the center of it all.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Yes, Lord, you are the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
See it again. Oh, you are, Lord, you are.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
One more time we sing out the center.
At the center of it all, it's you that I see.
Hallelujah.
It's you that I see. Miracles happen in your name. As you lift your voice in praise, it's you that I see. It's you that I see.
Oh, for there is power.
There is power in your name.
Stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. You are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord. You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. Oh, you are greater, greater than the greatest, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest. The biggest, you are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
You are bigger, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher, higher than the highest.
One more time we sing. Oh, you are bigger, Lord.
You are bigger, bigger than the biggest. You are stronger, stronger than the strongest. You are higher.
Here we go.
Jesus,
Praise the Lord. Amen. Word of God says we should look unto the author and the finisher of our faith. Without faith, it is impossible for us to please God. So part of God's workings in our lives is to help us do just that, please God. And part of pleasing God is in our obedience of God. Part of pleasing God is in our walking together in unity in the spirit of love. None of that is possible without having a heart change. Word of God says the heart of man is desperately wicked. Who can understand it? We can't understand our hearts. And there is wickedness, the Bible says, in it. But we serve a God who is able to take a heart that is damaged and give it a new sense of purpose, that instead of practicing wickedness, it practices that which is good. Amen? Tonight, our focus is going to be primarily on praying about having that good heart. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let us start out by just giving God thanks for another day in Him. Father, we thank You for a heart that seeks after You, a heart that desires to see Your kingdom come and Your will done. Thank You, Lord, for a new day, a day bestowed with great benefits for us. Lord, tonight, this day, we receive the benefits. Thank You, Lord, that early this day, we seek You and we receive from You Your manifold blessings, Father of lights, in whom there is no variableness, no shadow of turning. Your kingdom come, Your will even now be done in the earth, in us, in our church, in our families, in every area where we are connected. As it is in heaven, so now let it be done in these places. We give You praise for it, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise God. Well, in our time frame, this will be evening. But in God's time frame, it's a new day. When God created the earth, the Word of God says the day started in the evening. And so the day is starting for us. Amen? Hallelujah. It may be evening, but in God's economy, it's a new day. And in this new day, we rejoice and we are glad. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, come with me to the Gospel of Luke, the 8th chapter. Luke chapter 8. I shall actually take it from verse 11. Luke 8, 11. But the passage in actuality, or the story or parable, starts out early in the chapter. The Lord had just stated on how demonic powers are cast out of people, and talked about the women that were supporting his ministry. A great number of the support base of the Lord came from women. For example, it says in verse 3, and Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward, and Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. And in verse 2 says, and certain women, to tell you that they were primary women. He says, and certain women which had been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Certain women which had been healed. So part of the base of the support base for the ministry of the Lord were from people who had received healing and deliverance. Amen? Been healed of evil spirits and infirmities. Mary, mentioned here, called Magdalene, or Mary of Magdala. The town of Magdala was where Mary was. Just the last few years, they did some excavation and saw the amazing setting of the place that this woman came from. Not a very big town, but she was from there. It says, out of whom went seven devils. Seven devils came out of her. And Joanna, the wife of Chuza, Herod's steward. This is a woman of means. And Susanna, and many others which ministered unto him of their substance. They gave from what they had. They ministered to the Lord. And while they ministered to the Lord, the Bible tells us he proceeds and begins to share a testimony. First prayer point for tonight is to ask God to raise up a support base for the work of his ministry. God will raise up people who are willing to minister out of their substance, graciously and generously, for the propagation of the gospel, so that the work of the gospel continues to thrive. Amen? Not strive, but thrive. I want you to understand that. Striving means it's struggling, fighting. Thriving means it's flowing freely and richly. Can we pray about that? Okay, let's lift up our voices before the Lord. Just ask God to connect us with people that will give out of their substance. Give generously to support the work of the ministry. Heavenly Father, we are thankful for the support base that you raise up by setting the captives free, that you raise up men and raise up women, just like you had supporting your work. Lord, O God, that the same will be true in this household of faith. Lord, O God, that people will release of their substance. So, Lord, that the work that you have called us to do will be done efficiently and effectively to your glory and honor. We thank you that it is so done. In the mighty, glorious name of Jesus Christ, our Sovereign Lord, resources pour in freely. Resources pour in now. We receive resources. We receive men and women of substance, connected with men and women of substance who have a willing heart and a commitment to support the work of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Most High God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. He says, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he spake a parable. And when much people were gathered together and were come to him, and when much people were gathered and come to him. The word of God in this chapter is pulling two things together: resources and the gathering of people. Unless you think I'm making it up, let's go back. Verse 1, and it came to pass afterward that he went throughout every city and village. He's going through every city and village, preaching and showing the glad tidings of the kingdom of God, and the 12 were with him, and certain women. He is preaching. He is going forth from place to place to place to place. His 12 disciples are with him. They are ministering with him. They are not working an extra job. Are you with me? If you're with me, don't just not say hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So here's Jesus going from town, city, village, hamlet, wherever. He's going from place to place to place. And he has his 12 disciples with him. They are not fishing. They are with him. They are not tax collecting. They are with him. They are not fighting battles. They are with him. Amen? And who else is with him? A crew of women who are ministering to him and to his disciples. They're not even coming to the Lord Jesus Christ and say, we need some money to go buy some groceries. None of that. They're just taking care of them. Do you see the picture? They're just pouring of their resources into the ministry. And the word of God then says, and when much people were gathered together and were come to him out of every city, he now begins to teach. He spake a parable. And the parable was this: a sower went out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trodden down, and the fowls of the air devoured it. Don't forget the context, okay? Don't forget the context. He's busy ministering the word. His disciples are with him, and there are women that are doing what? supporting him. Don't lose that context. The Lord is trying to get a word across to us. I know we've only seen one part of this parable, but the positioning of this parable in the context of what he just told us is going to tell us a great deal. Because he says, some fell by the wayside and it was trodden down and the fowls of the air devoured it. And some fell upon a rock. And as soon as it was sprung up, it withered away because it lacked moisture. And some fell among thorns. And the thorns sprung up with it and choked it. And other fell on good ground and sprung up and bore fruit an hundredfold. And when he had said these things, he cried, "He that had ears to hear, let him hear." Stop there first. We're going to go deeper in a moment. In the context of what he just said about ministering from place to place, his disciples with him and these women, and in the context of looking at what was just described, he tells this parable. And the context pulls us to this, that you cannot, remember the first three soils, the one that the birds stole from, the one that didn't have deep root, gone, the ones that were choked by thorns, and he's going to explain the parable later, and we're going to go into that aspect, and we're going to pray. But there was the one with a good heart, the good soil, that produced a hundredfold. And in the context of what he was talking about, all the people that he ministered to and the women, the context is this. The only seed, because remember he said he scattered the seed. He's going from village to town to city. The only seed that supports his ministry is the seed that fell on good ground. The only true supporters of the ministry are people that have the good heart seed in it. Do you see it? Do you see it? Do you see it? 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 It takes a good heart to support the work of God. It takes a good heart that has received the word of God to support the work of God without complaining, without griping. And it produces a hundredfold. Whatever the other 75% don't produce, the handful. And in a real sense, they say only 20%, at most 25% of the church supports the church. 25%, they do all the work. They do most of all the giving, 25%. And you can see that in this parable. So you don't have to complain about everybody doing whatever, because some people, they are pathway people. Some people are thorn-choked people. Some people are rock people. Some people are good soil people. Amen? Hallelujah. So his disciples asked him, saying, "What might this parable be? What does it mean?" And he said, "Unto you it is given to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, but to others in parables, that seeing they might not see, and hearing, they might not understand. Now, the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. The seed is the word of God. Now think about it. The seed is the word of God. The seed, which is the word of God, fell in the pathway, fell on the rock, fell amongst thorns. So God did not discriminate. He gave everybody an opportunity. But also understands that only those that have the heart to receive are going to receive it, and those that receive it are going to be productive. Amen? Praise the Lord. So we're going to pray this prayer. In just a few weeks from now, we're going to have a big day where we want to reach out to our community. There are all kinds of people that are going to come around. On Sunday, there are going to be people in here. And why will they be here? They want to hear the word of God. We're going to ask and pray that only the incorruptible word of God will go forth out of this ministry at all times. Amen? The incorruptible word of God. Will you pray? Lift up your voice before the Lord. Father, we thank you for your incorruptible word. Let it go forth out of this house, out of these mouths. Lord, O God, and let it reach the lost. And we pray, O God, today for the supernatural workings of grace that break through every limitation, that cause lives to be forever changed. We believe you for transformation. Do in us and with us, for us by your Spirit, great and mighty things this day. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. The seed is the word of God. Now, let's understand something. Wow. An orange seed will produce an orange plant. And an orange plant will produce oranges. Amen? Now, if you know an orange plant, or tomato might be better reference. Let's say the seed is the seed of a tomato. You see the seed. The seed becomes a plant. The plant becomes the fruit. Right? When you come and you see the seed, if you recognize the seed, what do you call that seed? The tomato seed, what do you call it? Do you call it an orange seed or a tomato seed? Tomato seed. Okay, when you see the plant, what do you call the plant? Tomato. Even before you see the fruit, you say, oh, that's a tomato, right? If you see a pepper, you say, oh, that's a pepper. And if you know orange trees and how the leaves look, you say, that's an orange tree, right? So you're calling the seed and the plant the same thing. When it finally bears the fruit, what you call the tomato fruit? Tomato. Yeah? So the seed and the fruit are the same thing. Yes? So, if that is the case, and the seed is what God sows in you, and you become then the planting of the Lord, and the planting of the Lord is the word of God. Yes? And the fruit that the seed will produce ends up being what? The word of God. Do you see that? So everything from the seed level to the fruit level is named the same. So then what do you now become? The Word of God. Do you see it? You're the Word of God. But who is the main Word of God? Jesus. So you're walking in the earth. Is Jesus walking in the earth? And the two shall be one, right? That has to do with the what? Husband and wife, right? Are you the bride of Christ? And so if the two are one, do you see it? You and I are walking Jesus in the earth. We represent him. We are the image and the likeness of God. Man walking in the earth is God working in the earth. If we have the good heart. You see that? So God answering prayers many times will be you and I being the answer to the prayer. You don't like that too much. Oh God, do this for us, do this for us, do this for us. And God says, okay, I'm going to do it. And guess who is going to do it through? You. Yeah. Me. Yeah. He causes us to produce a hundredfold. So this next prayer is going to be important. God, make me a manifestation of your word. That's the first stage. Let's just pray that. Lord, make me a manifestation of your word. Pray that prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, Lord, that you can make me, make us a manifestation of your word. Your true representatives, incorruptible and undefiled. Thank you, Lord, for that grace. Make me a manifestation of your eternal, incorruptible word. In Jesus' mighty name, make me, Father, as my elder brother, Jesus Christ, walking in his authority, walking in his power, walking in his ability. For we represent you, Most High God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Was that too much for you to handle? Okay. Well, my people perish because of a lack of knowledge. And many times we dare not think the way God wants us to think, because we think it's been presumptuous. Or we think it is being proud or arrogant. No, being proud and arrogant is you not agreeing with what the Word of God points you to. Humility is agreeing with what God says and say, oh my God, you think this highly? You can do this with my life? Thank you. That's humility. Come into agreement with God. Amen? Hallelujah. So the seed is the Word of God. It says, those by the wayside are they that hear. They hear the word. Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word out of their hearts. The target I want you to see in this parable, all of it, every attack is against the word. The enemy comes and takes out of their hearts the word of God, lest they should believe and be saved. We're going to pray. In Matthew, it says the thief come and catch it away, that which was sown in their hearts. The word that was sown in their hearts, because they understood it not. Because they understood it not. So we're going to pray this. God, help me to understand your word, so that your word is not caught or stolen from me. You get that? And then secondly, God, let those that hear the words that I speak as I represent you understand what I am saying, so that they can come to your saving grace and know you as their personal Lord and Savior. Amen? Can we do that? Let's pray. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your eternal word. We ask, Lord God Almighty, that your word, O God, will be effective in us and effective in the lives of those that hear us speak your word. Let the lies of the enemy be brought to naught. Grant us the spirit of wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, that in understanding your eternal word, we can come into the fullness of your loving kindness and your tender mercies. We receive your grace, we receive your love, and we are empowered by it, by the authority of your glorious name. Thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus. Your words, O God, may I hear it, may I speak it, may I represent you to the fullness of your glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Then it says, they on the rock are they which when they hear receive the word with joy. But then it says, and these have no root, which for a while believe and in time of temptation fall away. They have no root. Matthew says they have no root in themselves. In a sense, if you don't have a good sense of personhood, of value, the word of God will not operate in your life. The word fell on a rock. It did not penetrate. It didn't have enough soil. And so nothing really happens. It just withers away. It started to grow. It was filled with joy to receive the word. But when a little temptation came, why did the temptation come? Because of the word. This is the enemy accusing God's word. You're believing for something, and whatever it is you're believing for didn't happen the way you thought it should happen, and you just give up. This thing doesn't work. You quit. Now, that's that group of people. But the people that stick to it and say, so maybe it's not working right now, I still believe God, they will find a crack, a reason. And I don't know if you've seen it. A seed falls into a crack, a little crack in a rock. There's no soil. Keeps on raining, and this seed is so strong, it splits the rock. It splits it. There's so much power. It splits it and grows right on the rock. So it's not an impossibility. It is the ability to stand and say, no, I believe God. I don't believe my circumstance. Come life, come death, come anything, I refuse not to believe And when you have that stance, you grow in spite of whether you were sown on a rock or not. That's why the Word of God says it had no root, have no root, or have no root in himself. There is a stubbornness, that is good. There's a stubbornness that is good. When you have root in yourself, there's a certain level of stubbornness about you that says, okay, I don't care. This is what I believe, and I'm sticking with it. Amen. Yeah? All right? Godly stubbornness, that is. Praise God. Amen. Man, this guy, I don't know what to do with you. Well, I don't know what to do with myself either, but I'm not going to do it. That is the kind of root that breaks through rocks. Amen? You have root in yourself. I'm not a pushover for anybody. I stand strong. I believe this. I'm sticking with it. That was Paul. Saul that became Paul, that's him. He's so committed to whatever it is that he believed in, he was going to another country to go kill people. And God met him on the road and said, hey, it's hard for you to be kicking against the pricks. Who are you, Lord? It's me, Jesus, that you're kicking against. And he's led blind into the city. God sends a man to meet him, then minister to him. The scales fall off, and the guy is gung-ho on fire. Amen? We're going to pray, God, let the people that we come to with your word, let me and let the people I come to with the word have this tenacity that causes them to be rooted. Amen? The word of God says, be rooted and grounded. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want 100% from everybody. So we're going to pray, God, let your word take root in people's lives. And with the little understanding that they have, let that little understanding which produces mustard seed faith move everything that needs to be moved so that people become solid for God. Amen? Ultimately, Jesus is our rock, and we need to be rooted in our rock. Amen? Hallelujah? The Word. The seed is the Word of God, and Jesus is a good rock. Praise God. Let us pray that no matter how challenging it is, that people, no matter what the challenges are, that they will find a way to get rooted in Christ Jesus. Praise God. Can we pray? Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this parable. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are able to do a work in the lives of men and women that will cause them to be rooted and grounded in faith. Lord God Almighty, let your word, O God, cause your people to be supernaturally energized. Let this word, O God, break through and crack through rocks and abide in the mighty name of Jesus. Let this word come into union with you, the rock of all ages, and prosper. Father, we thank you that every word that we speak will not fall to the ground and be wasted. But Lord, oh God, that your word will not return back to you void. It must accomplish what it is sent for. It is sent for the salvation of men. And Father, this day we pray in the mighty name of Jesus not just for 25% of people to be engaged and be involved. We want 100%. Lord, oh God, 100% result in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, so let it be. In the name of Jesus, we decree it. Lord, oh God, we engage, oh God, the soil of the pathway, and we engage the soil of the rocks, and we declare that both soils be fruitful in you, for you are our rock, and you are good, and you are the way, and you are good. So, Lord, oh God, let the seed that fell on the wayside and the seeds that fell on the rock now begin to be good soil. For your name's sake, we ask it. Amen and amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. And then it goes on and says, and that which fell amongst thorns, are they which when they have heard, go forth and are choked with the cares and riches and pleasures of this life and bring no fruit to perfection. That's the third soil. It's a thorn-infested soil. But notice, the Word of God says, out of the soil, when man was cursed, or rather, the ground was cursed for man's sake, he says the ground was going to produce thorns and thistles. So thorns have to do with the curse. Yes? But look, it says that it's the riches and pleasures of this life that became the thorns that choked. Now that's strange, because thorns and thistles were not supposed to be wealth and riches. So this is misplaced commitment. This is a life that is pursuing after wealth and riches, trying to live life by its own strength and ability. I know you only see this in terms of, oh, lots of wealth, lots of riches, and that's why they got distracted by all the wealth and the riches, and that pulled them out. I want you to flip it and see that that's not just the case. While that could be possibly the case, that it's also a case of people struggling to make life happen. They're going after the cares of riches. They want riches. They want pleasures of this life. And so their allegiance is flipped from a commitment to God to a commitment to things. Do you see it? Because remember, it's thorns. And the thorns is supposed to make sure that the earth does not yield its strength to you. So pursuing after, I've got to make it, I got to make it, I got to make it, I have to make it in life, makes you to forget about pursuing after God and allowing the Word of God to produce all the fruit that you need. This is a person, a little blessing touches them and they're making it. They start thinking, I did it myself by my power, and I got to keep it with my own noodles. That's that person. But it's the Word of God that produces all of it. It's the Word of God that makes certain that everything falls in its proper order. Amen? So we're going to pray. God, help me to have my priorities right. Number one. Help me to understand that it is not by my might nor by my power that I will be fruitful. Let this be true of me, and let it be true of everyone that I'm sharing the word of God with, that we understand it is by his grace, it is by his power, it is by his ability, it is by his favor, it is by his goodness that I make it. I must meditate on the word of God and make my life prosperous. I must embrace more of the word of God. Amen? Not push the word of God aside and try to make it my way. Capish? Okay, let's pray. Heavenly Father, help us to have a clear understanding of the truth of your word. Help us to understand that it is by your power, for you are the God who gives us power to have wealth. To recognize, oh God, that it is the seeking first of your kingdom and all of his righteousness that every other thing is added to us. Lord, oh God, help us to have our priorities right. Help us to understand, oh God, that our ability to make it in life is embedded in who you are. That it is not our place to fight against the curse of the thorns and thistles and try to make things happen, but rather to know that you are the God who comes and you take away the curse as far as the east is from the west. Lord, oh God, that you remove everything that does not belong out of our life, out of our space. So, Lord, oh God, that your word is forever fruitful. We demand by the authority of your word total fruitfulness. We bear fruit, O God, and bring it to completion, because our priorities are first and foremost to follow after you fervently, fervently, fervently. Our pursuit, O God, is to know you and the power of your resurrection life. Blessed be your holy name. Make this happen for us, and make this happen for those that we minister to, that they will see the difference, that they will know the difference, that they will understand the difference. The difference being, oh God, that we can do nothing without you and your ability, that you are the one who empowers us to have and to generate wealth, that you are the one who causes our ground to be healed. We trust you. We seek you first and your kingdom, and every other thing is added unto us. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I hope you are having a new, fresh appreciation for this parable of the Lord as we pray. Amen. And then verse 15. But that on the good ground are they which in an honest and good heart, which with an honest and good heart, an honest and good heart. The word honest is a Greek word, kalos. And kalos means exactly what it stated, they're good, but it also means excellent. Excellent. An excellent heart. And it also means a choice heart. That is a heart that makes proper decisions. It does not lie to itself. Okay? It's true to itself. So you see something is wrong there, you confess it, you cry out to God and say, God, heal. Touch this heart of mine. I see wickedness here. Turn it around. Heal this heart. I see unforgiveness here. Deliver me from this. So it's a heart that is true. And then it says, it is also a good heart. A good heart. This word, have you heard the name Agatha? Agatha. Okay? That name, Agatha, comes from this word, Agathos. It's a beneficial, good heart. It's like the Word of God is repeating that good heart, honest heart, restating it. It's an honest and good heart, Agathos. Agathos means useful, a useful heart, a heart that can be used to the glory of God. Why is it usable? Because it's agreeable to the Word of God. It's aligned to the will of God. That's why it's a good heart. It's aligned. So it is a heart that's going to be obedient to the directives and the Word of God. It says, that heart, having heard the word, and you can see now how that honest and good heart is an obedient heart. Yes? They keep it. It keeps the Word of God. It grabs it and holds on to it. It comes into agreement with that word and brings forth fruit. How? With patience. With patience. It stays under the covering of God's goodness, assured. Hypomone. It's abiding under, sticking with the program, staying steady, not allowing itself to be shaken out of place. It is steadfast. It's waiting. It's this continuity. Hallelujah. So no matter what's happening, I'm holding on to what God said. God told me this. So I'm going to be steadfast. I'm going to be constant. I'm not going to be flip-flopping all over the place. One day here and tomorrow there. No, I'm steady. I'm not letting circumstances to cause me to blow in the wind. That's that old song, the answer, my friend, is blowing in the wind. No, there's no answer blowing in the wind. No. No. It's steady. You know, we need people that are steady, steadfast. I've seen that in Brother Paul. You know, he used to be once in a while, I would see Brother Paul in his post. But for a long stretch now, for months, he's there. I am certain that every service, most every service, I will see Brother James. If Brother James is not here, something very extremely important must have kept him away. I know I'm going to see him in every service. I'm going to see Lindsay in every service. If nobody else comes, come rain, sun, whatever, tornado. She'll find her way here. She has an assignment. I have to go and lead in praise and worship. That's steady. That comes from a good heart. Amen? And I can go on and mention different ones. But that's the point. You're going to be there. I know I'm going to see Sister Catherine. I know I'm going to see him right there. I'm going to see Al with his boot. No matter what, he's going to drag himself in there. He's going to go do his camera work. If these people, and different ones of you, are not fervent, are not steady, then nobody can plan anything because they're not sure that you're going to be there. I can plan with people that I know are going to be there. Because I know they're going to be there. Brother Byron is going to be there. Brother Wes is going to be there. Come whatever. I see that in Brother Reuben. He's going to be there. I see that with Candy. She's going to be there. Hallelujah. We've got to be steady. To be counted on. Because God uses that, and that's all connected with that word, with patience. Hypomone, steadfastness, continuity. This is how fruitfulness takes place. Let me put it this way. You have a tomato plant, and this tomato plant, every week or 2 weeks, you will dig it up and plant it again. And then you dig it up and plant it again. And then you dig it up and plant it again. It's always in a different spot. Will that plant produce fruit? All the work is going towards grounding it again. We have to be steadfast. If you are steadfast, you may not produce as much fruit as Johnny over there or Miriam over there, but you're going to produce fruit. May not be as big as that one because everybody goes through whatever it is they go through. And not all tomato plants are from the same species. You're going to produce the kind of fruit that you're supposed to produce. A grape tomato will produce grapes. Grape, cherry tomatoes will produce cherry. Big beef will produce big beef, and so on and so forth. But none of them will produce any fruit if you keep on moving them from place to place. It has to be grounded, rooted, to produce fruit. Amen? And that, God says, is one that is born out of an honest and good heart. Where did the time go? He says, we keep it, yeah? And we bring forth fruit with patience. Praise the Lord. Let us pray. God, make my heart a good heart. Help me to be steadfast, to be consistent, so, Lord, oh God, that my life is productive. Amen? I want to be productive. I want to bring forth fruit, a hundredfold return. Because there's constants in my life. There's the grace to endure no matter what the challenges are. Do with my life great and mighty things. Help me to be loyal in faith. Hallelujah. Pray. Mando bo shikala da da ba sokere te ba shika. Ore balaro se ke tele bre sokata ye. Pane ke te te bre si kore balara ki. Lord, oh God, help me. Help us all, oh God, to have that good, honest heart. A heart that beats after you. A heart, oh God, that is fully aligned to you. A heart that is consistent, constant, patient. A heart that endures. A heart, oh God, that is loyal to you. The heart that receives your word and is able to be productive. Lord, we receive that heart. We thank you, Lord, for it. We thank you, Lord, oh God, that everyone that you are bringing into this household of faith are receiving that kind of a heart. Lord, oh God, instead of the pathway that the birds of the air steal from, Lord, oh God, that pathway is turned out to be the road, the way, Jesus Christ. Therefore, nothing can be stolen from it. Instead of it being just a rock, we declare that the rock that the seed falls into is the rock of God, Jesus. And Lord God, that you cause that life to be fruitful. Instead of thorns and thistles and the pursuit, oh God, for blessing, the recognition, oh God, that you are the God who has removed the curse far away from us. And that the ground that you have called us to is a ground, oh God, like Eden. Father, we thank you in the name of Jesus that we've come into your pleasant place. And we thank you, Lord, for this good heart. We are asking, oh God, for your word to produce a hundredfold from every soil type, because each soil type is changed to glorify you. Let those that we minister to receive your eternal word and be forever changed. Thank you, Lord, that it is so done. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. The next verse is an interesting verse, and I don't want us to lose sight of it. Because now the Lord says, no man. He just finished talking about a parable, but it's not gotten out of the point. And it's not gotten out of the point of his support base. He's still connected to his support base from verse 1. So he says, no man, when he had lighted a candle, covered it with a vessel, or put it on their bed, but set it on a high candlestick, that they which enter may see the light. It's talking about the preaching of the gospel. But like Paul will say it, how can they hear if the gospel has not been preached to them? And how are they going to hear this gospel preached to them if no one is sent? And how are the people going to be sent if there's no support base? So if you've got the light, don't hide it. Raise it up. Let it shine. Amen? You have resources, don't hide it. Use it so that the gospel can go forth. Amen? Hallelujah. Whatever it is within your power to help promote the gospel, do it. We're having the big day, the block party, and a son in this house brought and says, here, actually it was during one of a meeting, you know, says, I'm going to give $1,000 towards it. That's, I want lives changed. Somebody else may give more. Somebody else may give less. It doesn't matter. Might be cherry fruit, tomato, grape. Beefsteak. It doesn't matter. Right? It's all going towards the same purpose. Hallelujah. So the Lord says, you got light. Don't hide it. Put it up. Let others see. For nothing is secret that shall not be made manifest, neither anything hid that shall not be known and come abroad. Well, in the context of that, you know, what the Word of God is saying, you know, it's like this. You know, somebody is not supporting the work of God, and one day they come and say, Pastor, pray for me. I say, what's wrong? Oh, I had this investment for $1 million that I've been saving for my retirement. It looks like I'm going to lose it. You had $1 million and you've been giving dime to the church for the preaching of the gospel. You have $1 million. Now you want me to pray? That is whatever it is that you want. No. The Lord says, when you honor him with your tithes and your offerings, he will speak on your behalf. Amen? He will rebuke the devourer for your sake. You know, this morning the Lord was speaking to me. He said, I was saving this for Sunday, but I'll say it now. He says, when my people bring their offering, their tithe and their offerings, tell them to say, Father, speak for me. I said, wow. I said, Father, speak for me. What do you mean, speak for me? He said, didn't I say I will rebuke the devourer for your sake? I said, yes. He said, that's what I will speak. I will rebuke the devourer. Oh, hallelujah. Praise God. But he rebukes the devourer for those that tithe and bring their offerings in faith. He says, I'll rebuke the devourer. Praise God. You know, so, you know, he will do it and he will manifest his grace and his glory on your life publicly. Amen. Nothing is secret Nothing is secret. Now, when we think about that verse, nothing is secret. We only think about the bad part. If you're doing something, you know, mango business, monkey business in the back, the God will blow it up. But that's not all he's talking about. He says when you pray in secret, he will bless you openly. The secret is not only about bad stuff. The secret is about you doing some good stuff in alignment with his will and he blowing you up, increasing you, enlarging you, positioning you. He says, if you confess me, I'll confess you before my Father. I'll confess you before the angels. Amen? Hallelujah. God will just expand your reach. I got a note from one of my sons earlier today. And he had this big sign. He went out to feed the hungry. And he has this big sign. And I'm looking at the sign. It's not his name that is on it. Dr. Michael Ifezino. I said, what are you doing? He said, you're my father. And I went as your son, and I want them to know that my Father has blessed me with the word of God. And that's what has given me the ability to come here to minister. Wow. I wasn't expecting that. Whatever it is that was done in secret came to the open. God will do things in your life and my life when we allow his word to take root in our lives and we lift the banner of the kingdom high. God says, you gave to me and to what I'm interested in accordance to my word. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet. He says, I'm going to cause things to blow up for you. Things are going to get better for you. Amen? Hallelujah. So let us pray. God, do extraordinary things with my life. And let's pray for this Sunday service that God will move mightily in the service, that he will do great things. He will establish people, establish saints, that those that come into this house, that belong to this house, will see themselves rooted and grounded here because they know this is where God is feeding them and transforming their lives. Amen? Praise the Lord. You know, some people want to eat at McDonald's and go pee at Burger King. How does that work? I'm going to pay. No, pay here. No, I'm going to Burger King. No, it doesn't work that way. If you're fed in this house, then when you come into this house, you sow in this house. Amen? Praise God. Pray. Hallelujah. Heavenly Father, thank you. Thank you for your awesome love. Thank you, Lord, for your authority that is flowing freely and richly in this house. Thank you, Lord, oh God, that you are doing extraordinary things in us and through our lives. Glorify your name, oh God, in the service that we're going to have this Sunday. Father, let your people be saved. Let them be delivered. Let them be set free. Let them be established. Let them experience supernatural promotion and elevation in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your authority be established in every life in the name of Jesus. Let your people be so grounded and rooted in your word that they, oh God, boldly lift up the banner of the kingdom of God, the fly high the flag of the kingdom and shine brightly. So, Lord, oh God, that those that step in will see the light. They will see an example of the manifestation of God's love, God's power, and God's authority, and say, I want to do the same In the mighty name of Jesus, we give you praise, O God, that the seed of your word is taking root in our lives. And Lord, O God, that we are becoming day by day a manifestation of that seed in its transformed, varied levels of expression. In Jesus' mighty name, we call it so done. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Well, at this time, let us honor God with our giving. Let us trust Him who has loved us with an everlasting love and recognize that He says that He multiplies our seed. Understand that everything that is came out of the Word of God. Yes, this paper came out of a tree or whatever it is. The currency inside came out of a tree. Nothing in here was created by man. The elementary elements of everything that is in my hand right this very moment came out of the Word of God. Amen? So when I sow my seed, I'm sowing the Word of God. And I'm sowing it in the good ground of God's glory. Praise God. And it must prosper. Praise God. The Word of God will not return back to Him void. Praise God. Hallelujah. So when the Lord Jesus Christ gave that parable, He was not saying to us, you know, the soil that the pathway, oh, that's waste. No. Nothing of God is wasted. A bird can take the seed, fly somewhere else, and poop it out, and it will grow. The Word of God must prosper. Praise God. It must prosper. Hallelujah. So let us trust that God will prosper us in our finances, prosper us in everything that we do, that God will fight according to His word against our enemies and shut them out, that God speaks over our seed sown. Amen? God, speak over my seed. Speak over that which I'm sowing. Let it prosper. Praise God. Amen. Well, bless you. Enjoy the goodness of the Lord. May His peace garrison your heart. And may you know His favor all of your days. I encourage you to please be reminded not only about the service this Sunday, and be certain that you don't miss it. You don't want to miss it. Sunday morning, you need to be here. Amen? Anything that wants to keep you out of here on Sunday, tell that thing to take a hike, because you're going to be in here Sunday morning. You want to be part of this service. And also continue to pray for our neighborhood block party that we're going to be throwing on the 15th of July. That it will be a mega success, not just in feeding people natural food, but that they will be spiritually fed, and that many will come to salvation and come into this house and participate in the services. Amen? God bless you richly. Good night.